Have you had that happen? You know, there's a check, there's a rise, or there's a fall of the spirit, and when people are talking to you, you have a spirit rise or fall according to what they're saying, whether your spirit is saying yes. And I have found this far more trustworthy than my mind, because I have found that people can say all the right words, but the spirit may not be right. So you can agree with the words and get caught in the wrong spirit. So you cannot go by the words. You have to go by what the spirit knows. Because the spirit knows things you don't know. And so I have learned to listen to the spirit. And even when my mind says, but Lord, I think it's all right. Because the words sound great. The spirit is fluttering and ill at ease. And I lose my rest or my peace with it. Uh-oh, all right, Lord. And then when I acknowledge that the spirit has fallen, then when I acknowledge that and return to my rest, then I have peace that I didn't go with that. You hearing me? This is coming into his rest. This is ceasing from our own works. Glory to God. Okay, so we don't need to worry about what day it is. Because he's now having a people that shall be his rest. And if you wonder where I got this from, you turn with me to Colossians chapter 2. It just about blew me away when the Lord brought this to my attention. I was so excited. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 16 and 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. So let's just look at this a little more carefully. Let no man judge you. And we'll take it right down to the Sabbath day. We could go into the others, but we won't. Let no man judge you of the Sabbath day, which is, what? A shadow of things to come. Now, can we make shadows tonight? Is there enough light to make shadows? I'll walk and see. Can you see my shadow or not? Oh, it's kind of faint, but you can still see it. Well, if you're walking and you see someone's shadow, you think, well, they're tall and long and, oh. And so when you see the real thing, you don't expect to see somebody short and what? Expect to see somebody tall and long. And so, from the shadow of something, you can kind of tell what it's supposed to look like, right? Because the shadow shows something, it's kind of dim and not really clear, but it gives you an idea of what it's like. I've had people come and tell me their pet doctrine, and I will listen to them, and then when they're finished, they say, well, what do you think about that? I think for a minute, and I say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't say amen to that for the simple reason that I know the shadow looks like this. But you're telling me something that doesn't look at all like the shadow. If there's no resemblance to the shadow, so I can't say amen to that. It should look like the shadow. Oh, you know, and they never backtalk me when I say that? Just shut their mouth so fast? Wow! And so the Lord is saying the Sabbath is a shadow. In other words, it's a picture of something else. It's a shadow of things to come. But you know, the time has come that we can enter into the reality. We don't have to walk in the shadow of it anymore. We can come into the real. And the real is a people walking in the Spirit, ceasing from their own works, their own ideas about things, their own attitudes, and saying, Father, I want to know your heart in this matter. I want to know your mind in this matter. I don't want to judge this after my own ways. And the more I am aware that we're in the time of the seventh day, coming into the Feast of Tabernacles, coming into the kingdom of God, I'm much more aware that when something comes to me, that I am not to respond from the ways I used to respond. I used to have very definite set ideas about things. I'm sure like we all had, it's all cut and dry, this is how it is. But the Lord is showing me, I want to teach you now to respond after my heart. To know my heart in the matter, to know my mind, my will in the matter. I don't want to hear your prejudices. I don't want to hear your ideas about it. So when something comes up and people say, well, what do you think of this or that, or should we do this or that? I don't answer right away. I won't answer anymore off the top of my head, because I've come into His rest. And so if I don't hear the voice of the Lord at that time, I don't discern any rise or fall in a definite way of the Spirit, I could say, well, I'll have to give that some thought, but we'll get back to you later, or something like that. I put them off until I know. And so I understand that the Lord is wanting to do that. Before, I would have been very hasty to give my, oh yeah, thus and so and thus and so. Oh yes, I had all kinds of opinions. But I don't want to have opinions anymore. I want to know the heart of God. How about you? I want to know the heart of God. And you can only know the heart of God if you'll rest and cease from your own ways. Cease from making your own decisions, your own way about things. Come into a fast of your own way. Coming into the real, doing His will and not my own. I think there's one more thing I'm going to tell you. While I was on the mission field, I had another unique experience that I think was like Anne had. She had a little foretaste of, she told you the other day about being invincible, feeling invincible and nothing could stand against her. I had a little foretaste of resurrection life when I was on the mission field. And I want to share that with you. This particular night, four missionaries, we said our prayers together before we go to bed. It was our custom. And the Lord spoke to the other sister again, and He said, consider not your pillows this night, but seek me all the night. Oh, wow. Wow. All night? Oh, okay. And between us, we had 7 children and umpteen Indians coming to the door for help and assistance and so on. So to give up a night's sleep was quite a sacrifice, but okay. And so we prayed all night, and we made sure that nobody slept, because if anybody starts dozing, they get a pinch or a poke or something. We kept each other awake. I guarantee it that nobody slept in those 24 hours. So the next morning, we thought, well, we'll probably get a rest in the afternoon when we put the babies to bed or something. We'll get a little rest here somewhere. But the day went by, people coming and going and washing clothes and what have you. And we found ourselves the evening again, and time to go to bed. Well, we'll get to bed in good time. We didn't get a rest. So we pray again. It's kind of good night, Lord. And He said, no, no, not good night. Seek not your pillows again, but seek my face yet another night. Oh, okay, Lord, all right. So we did. We kept each other awake again, and we prayed another night. And the next day we thought, oh, for sure, we'll get a rest. But we didn't. And amazingly enough, we felt fine. As if we were in our right minds, knew what we were doing. We just kept on doing our work, looking after the kids and the Indians and all like that. Evening of the third day comes, the third evening. We're going to say goodnight, Lord. He said, no, seek me again. Oh, right, okay. So we sought the Lord again a third night, but this night something marvelous happened. As daylight, as the dawn was starting to arise, we felt the presence of the Lord come into that little room in such a mighty, awesome way. The first thing we did, take off our shoes. We felt like we were standing on holy ground. And we just had a little cool oil lamp there, and somebody went over and turned the cool oil lamp down as if it was too bright. And we just were in this awesome presence of the Lord. And we just didn't know what to do with it. But here we are, just an awesome presence of God. And the missionary lady had a vision. Remember, it's the dawning of the third day. And she had a vision of a child being born. And it was a male child and it was born mature. It was a man child coming forth. Wow, we didn't have a clue what that meant. Not a clue. But it did sound exciting because there was so much presence of God with it that we knew it was God. But once again, we had to hide it in our heart until He would give us understanding concerning it. And since then, of course, we know that the third day is resurrection morning. And the third day is, well, we have walked 2 days since the cross, right? From the cross till now has been 2 days. And are we at the dawning of the third day? Amen. There's resurrection life there, brethren. There's resurrection life at the dawning of the third day. I tasted of it. After 3 days and nights without rest, I thought, I'm going to look at myself in the mirror when I wash, and I'm going to look carefully. I'm sure I've got bags half a mile long here. I looked at myself in the mirror and thought, hey, I don't look any different than when I started this. I just looked the same, and I felt the same. I didn't feel, oh, Lord, 3 days and three nights without, I didn't feel that way at all. I felt perfectly healthy, invigorated, just as if I just got out of bed. It was just marvelous. And I didn't actually realize what a tremendous thing it was until I talked to people and they said, 3 days? 3 nights? Man, we can't even say awake one night. And I realized this was a phenomenal thing. And the Lord was teaching us, giving us a little foretaste of the resurrection life that we're going to experience in the third day. And that is the Sabbath day. It kind of all goes together because I believe when you come into His rest and into this Feast of Tabernacles, this is part of that, this resurrection life. Hallelujah. Father, let these words sink down deeply into the ears of Your children, Lord. Let them take hold and taste the things of the age to come, my Father. Hallelujah. Let them not settle for anything less, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say unto Thee, my children, come unto Me as little children and ask Me to teach you the ways of My kingdom, the ways of My rest, the ways of My feasts. Ask Me to teach you and keep yourself in a teachable spirit, and I shall teach you, and I shall take you by the hand, and I shall lead you into the green pastures of My rest, and thou shalt marvel at them, and thou wilt say in thine heart, how could I have missed it all these years? How could I have walked not knowing Your rest, my Father? And you shall find this rest a great delight to thy soul. And all the pleasures that you had known hitherto shall not be compared to the pleasure of joy that you will experience walking in My rest, to know that at all times you are doing the will of the Father and not your own will. This shall be unto you pure joy and pure delight. And I open this unto you. I say, come unto Me and find rest. Not only a rest in a negative, positive sense that you cease from all works, but that you know My way in your heart. It is both a ceasing and a doing. Ceasing on your part and a doing My part according to My Spirit. Oh, My children, I bless you. I bless you this night. Come unto Me as little children, acknowledging that you have need to learn the ways of the kingdom, the ways of the feast, the ways of thy Father. Hallelujah. I bless you, each and every one of you, in the name of the Lord. I thank you for being so very easy to talk to. I've just been able to be myself. And maybe myself is too much for some people, but that's all right. I have just felt abundantly at ease and at home with you, because then it's easier to share personal things, because I'm not telling you things just out of this book. I'm telling you things out of this book that have been written there by the hand of God. And I'm sure He's writing precious things in each one of your books, in each one of your hearts. I hear them as they come out, and I rejoice in them. It's wonderful to come together and to see what the Lord has written in each of our books. So now you have heard My heart tonight. And when I should see you each again, and I trust I shall, I'll be looking forward to hearing about your fast of your own way, about you entering into the rest of the Lord. And just this last spring, remember, I started this walk in the early 60s. Just this last spring, the Lord said to me, it's time now for you to write on the rest and tell my people what I have done. Because that covenant that he made with me, he has fulfilled. And I believe I'm walking in the rest. I'm not saying I've perfected or have arrived, but I'm walking in a great measure in the rest. And any time I find myself out of that rest, I run to him and seek that peace and that place where there's no waves and billows going over my soul. Bless your heart.
This concludes this message. For additional tape copies or for more information, you may write us, Gary and Carol Sigler, 201 Union Avenue Southeast, number 187, Renton, Washington, 98059. You may phone us at area code 425-430-2941. All of our messages are distributed on a no-charge basis as finances permit. These messages may not be sold, but you may duplicate them freely for distribution. If you have internet access, visit us at sigler.org. That's SIGLER.ORG.
Thank you.